from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Did Russia influence the U.S. presidential election? Well, the U.S. Senate tries to find out. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee is focusing at this hour on Russia's efforts to shape the news surrounding the 2016 election as it held an open hearing as part of its probe and to see if there was any possible collusion by President Donald Trump's inner circle. During his portion of the probe, U.S. Senator John Cornyn, a Republican from Texas, cross-examined Clint Watts, a senior fellow at the Foreign Policy Research Institute Program on National Security.
Do we have any reason to believe that Putin knew more than the pundits and pollsters did here in America about the outcome of the election before it occurred?
No.
The electoral result is what I'm referring to. I didn't think so.
Now, for his part, the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, reiterated his claim that his country had not attempted to interfere in the election during an Arctic forum in Russia on Thursday. Ahead of the closely watched public hearings, the committee's Republican chairman, Senator Richard Burr, pledged an exhaustive and impartial probe. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met Thursday in Ankara with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu as allies examined their next steps in the campaign to defeat Islamic State militants and stabilize the refugee crisis in the region.
Today's conversation is built on three mutual long-term goals: working together to defeat Daesh, ISIS, building stability in the region, and bolstering economic ties between our two nations.
Tillerson is looking to build on progress from last week's meeting of coalition partners in Washington. This is VOA News. British Prime